front to back to
Whoa, holy shit.
All right, welcome to Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady, and getting down to business right away, I'd like to introduce my co-guests. Figure that out. It's Keith Malley and it's Hemda. Welcome back to the show.
Hi,
I'm Hemda. I'm co-guesting today with Keith Malley. Keith, back to you.
Well, I see here Bianca does have a mission. She never slacks. She's always, you know, keeping it moving. I just saw front and back of a paper filled out. This person had adventures. We haven't talked to in a while. I understand you were, officiating a wedding that apparently took 3 fucking weeks or something.
Well, yeah. I mean, in my culture, Keith, and don't get canceled or anything.
Right. No, I appreciate it. I love
it. Watch your ass.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, it was like the wedding was happening the weekend before my episode in between a Rod and a Karen. Mm-hmm. So we just skipped me and we did Rod, Karen, Rod, Karen, Rod, Karen. And now Bianca is back and she's okay, everyone. Okay. Don't worry.
All right.
She didn't die.
As a fellow minister, I want to hear, yes. I want to hear all about it.
Oh, yeah.
We're all ministers. Are we all ministers? Are you a minister,
yeah,
Bianca?
Yeah. Ordained. Yeah. I was saying I'm closer to a Catholic priest, actually.
Yeah.
And you could call me Father Brady.
Sure. It's just, right. It's just paperwork. But yeah.
You know how people are like, daddy, and then that podcast is Call Me Daddy. Call me Father Brady, actually. And it's a podcast about how I'm a priest.
I wonder if that's offensive to people like my brother, who went to be a priest and has over $150,000 in student loans.
From priest school?
I don't know what else he did. Maybe he did something else that I'm supposed to know, but...
Isn't priest school supposed to not cost? Priest school costs?
They got, you know, nice things. You got
Catholic money.
Joe Biden is famously Catholic, so maybe if he applies for a little extra student loan forgiveness from... Mr. Joe Biden himself just
the
being
Catholics
like
Catholics have enough to cover everybody, including non-Catholics.
Right.
Right. But that, you know, separation of church and state. Right.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. No, I'm talking about the Catholics going like, hey, we got you since you're going to be a man of God, since you already are a man of God. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here because then you're lying and we're all lying. So if your calling is this, you still have to come up with a few grand?
Well, it's just awesome that we spent $39.95 and we get to make the world a better place. Sometimes I walk down the street and I just go, boom, you're both married. Good luck figuring that fucking out. Boom, you two, married. We're brother and sister. Not my business. Next.
Do you paperwork?
Yeah. What's it like having that power to you, Bianca, where it's like it's in your fingertips and you bless it, so to speak?
Well, you know, it's like the monkey's paw. It's a gift and a curse. Mm-hmm. You know, all good things. With great power comes great responsibility. Right. Ultimately, power corrupts.
It's all Spider-Man quotes, right?
It's Spider-Man and you're shooting webs and the webs bind people together for life.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think that's a porn, but okay.
Ew, Hemda, enough.
This is what priests do. They bring you back to sex all the time.
It's been a while since, it's been a bit since she's ministered.
I'm sorry, Father.
Hemda, thank you. You don't have to do any prayers. You're fine. So yeah, my cousin asked me to to officiate the ceremony. It was on the beach in Virginia Beach.
Nice.
Very nice.
Lovers.
I was wearing a really insane for me pink dress, which a friend of mine said, wow, it looks like you're wearing a vagina.
Whose choice was the pink? Did they say wear whatever?
The pink was dictated by the bride. You know, everybody needed to be in a shade of pink.
Even the minister who does their own thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But is this a white people wedding? Because a lot of those people's skin are already pink.
It was actually, Hemda, if you want to know, an interracial wedding.
Hello. Okay.
That makes sense, because did the interracial part decide on the pink?
We can do those, by the way, as ministers, interracial weddings. It's $5 more for the paperwork from us. I don't charge, but yeah.
Yeah, white wife, black husband. Everybody was you know, whipping their heads around going like, what, this is legal here? It didn't used to be. Because that's where interracial marriage. Anyway, Loving versus Virginia, 1967. Hello. It's fine. Just look it up. We don't have time.
Is that the place that where it became legal first?
Yes. Oh, on a federal level.
That's not why it's called For Lovers, right? That's just beach stuff, right?
It could have something to do with it. Mm-hmm. I mean, the case is called Loving versus Virginia because the family who wanted, the people wanted to get married, their last name was Loving.
Well, that's crazy.
That's funny.
Wow. Isn't that cute?
Well, you'd make that case go forward.
Wow. Okay. Congrats, Virginia.
Yeah. What the woman was black in that case, right?
Yes. Yep. Correct. Anyway, it was really fun. I've been preparing for months. I wrote my sermon. I ran it by them. I let the, you know, we collaborated a bit.
They tried to correct you?
No, they didn't have any edits.
Okay, good.
I didn't know you could run it by the couple. That's one of the things that made me nervous is I'm just going to speak this. I hope this is what you wanted.
You could, and they'd probably like it, but you got to make it a surprise, I think.
I don't know. I like Bianca's way. I didn't know it was an option.
Well, you have to. In Bianca's version, you have to because, you know, you had to wear a certain dress.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was like a real, you know, it's an expensive wedding. They're not just going to take a chance on some outrageous officiating.
Like you're going to shit yourself. Yeah, we don't know what she can get up to.
No, I mean, the thing about them is that they've been together for like almost 15 years. They have two kids. They own a home together. They're basically already married in all the ways that, you know, you need to be. Right. And so this was really just like a fun celebration. So that was kind of my jumping off point was like, you know, this is great. We love a wedding, but it's just one point along a continuum of love. And thank you, Natalie. Thank you, Marcus, for letting us sort of just bask in what you've created for this moment.
Yeah, shit, it's just Mark.
And, you know, here in That's this beautiful really nice. Place, with all our loved ones. And they said, all of human history has brought us here.
Mm. Wow.
Sounds deep, but it's really just the dang old truth.
The dinosaurs, you know what I mean? The meteors, and here we are.
Exactly. And that's true.
Good for you. Mm-hmm, would you take it personal if they got divorced?
No.
Okay. I would.
I would say my sermon is even more justified because that I sort of allowed for that in my...
Like something like that?
Yeah, like something. Some things do change. And some things are different in the future than they were in the past or present. And now,
if that happens, you can get me half off. Save your stub.
No, it was really fun. I mean, all kidding aside, yes. Mr. Malley.
Yes, fair.
I was very honored to do it. Good. And it's my cousin who is my stepdad's niece. So her and her sister sort of were the first part of my stepdad's family who I ever met because they babysat for me. When my mom and my stepdad first got together when I was 3. So they're like 8 and 9 years older than me. So they would watch me and so they're like
appreciating their Oh my goodness. And this is the kid we used to babysit.
Yeah, exactly. So it was really, really nice. And I was in drag. So
what?
I felt like I was in drag, pink dress.
Do you normally not? What is
makeup?
Do you normally not like dress up like that? And it was a big deal.
I mean, I can dress up. I definitely know how to do it. Like, I know how to femme it up.
Right.
I have a lot of practice, but it's not something that I don't feel like myself in that kind of garb. And I certainly never choose pastel pink.
Right.
When I'm doing that. So it was really out of my comfort zone, but it was fun. I felt like I looked like a cupcake kind of.
But what was the masculine version of this? Did the Did both sides wear a dress?
The groomsmen wore tuxedos.
That's what they're called, groomsmen. Did you have an option for a tuxedo?
Yeah, I just had to be in the color family.
Okay. Because the tuxedo is hot, and that's then you got to like, oh, well, then I have to wear layers, or I could wear this, you know, nightgown, and they call it fancy.
And the groom wore a pink velvet tuxedo jacket. So he looked very dashing. The colors were, it was very pretty. It was cute. Nice. It was cute as hell.
Did you cry during the speech?
No. No okay. way.
No, we're professionals. Of course not. Yeah. I said it like it was no big deal, but yeah, that'd be ridiculous.
No, I crushed. I was like, okay, well, Natalie, we are producing a live event, okay? I don't want any hemming and hawing up there. Mm. We need to know our lines. We need to know where we're standing. We need to have it timed. We need to speak loudly, you know, rehearse and project because... if I'm going to do this, it's going to be great. It's not just. And then she was like, oh, no, I definitely should have asked someone else. Because then she felt like she had a bunch of homework.
I offer the extra loving package. And every 6 months I check and make sure the people I married are fucking.
Okay. Yeah. Good.
I would take it personally, yeah, if they broke it off. Think about
you
me.
You joke, but you are for hire, aren't you?
Of course I'm for hire, and two weddings under my belt. Years have gone by, and they're all still together.
Yeah, I mean, I'm for hire, too.
Yeah.
If anybody, I mean, I
Bianca's
really
new, so she'll lowball you.
I did a great job.
I believe it. All right, we're all for hire. If you're getting married, please consider one of us.
Or all some, three.
Dressing up as extra.
All three.
All three. Dressing up as extra. Yes.
That's a good one. Yeah. And yeah. Dressing up as extra. Like in your colors. Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Group rate.
Mm.
But.
Group rate is more though. That's
yeah. The more you spend, yeah, the more you
we're
save.
We're just telling you it's a group rate.
The more you spend, the more you save. So.
Yeah. I mean, now we got to coordinate not just schedules, but there's an extra fee for like certain colors.
You know, some colors I don't mind. Yeah. It's actually illegal. It's illegal to make a chart of colors you won't wear or charge more for. But when the time comes, it'll be obvious.
Okay, great. I'd love to see you in this dress that I wore.
I don't want to look like a pussy.
you would.
Man, that's cost.
It was cute, very cute.
Knee length. What's the length? Spaghetti sleeves. What's the?
It was a. Like smocked pink sort of tube dress with pink satin ruffles horizontally all the way down.
Can we see this on Reddit?
Sure. I'll send you a couple pickies.
All right.
Because to be honest, I was like, I think I follow what this dress means, but I'm not sure. So, and that's my fault.
Of course, Caroline was with me, my hair.
Looking good.
And she did her job on the day. She had it on the day.
Nice.
Now, we can't keep talking about me because that would be
fun.
Absurd. We have to talk about the shows.
All right.
We have to. Okay. Keith and the Girl, or, okay, let me do my Karen impression. KATG 3575 Scream with Married Joe Peel?
Yes.
And Chris Gersbeck.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, you get it. You just read it and you say it.
Let me do my Rod impression.
Okay.
Were they assholes?
They were not. They're as sweet as they seem. They're quiet, sweet.
It was a joy.
Do you feel, Hemda, like you're going to be her friend now, even though you thought you already were?
Sure. I love comedian friends.
I don't know. I don't get it. Is it sarcastic?
Oh, I hate comedians at this fucking point. I fucking hate them.
This is a good business we got into.
I know.
No, I do news. Like Mary Jo. I do like Mary Jo.
No, let's explore that, Hemda. Speak on that.
Because they're impossible to talk to, so to use the word friends is strange.
Yeah, it's too much discerning, and it's too much like, oh God, I hate to be like this, but it is exactly what people say, quote, Hollywood is. It's the I love you when we just met and because you think I'm important, and it's the dropping when you think you're more important, the hierarchies, the weird conversations that you have, the are we friends or are we just on the same level, or you think we're on the same level, do I lose you when you move up a level or you think you went up. It's just not ugh.
All right.
Anyway, but Mary Jo is great. Mary Jo is great. I've been more in touch with Chris because he was working with us for a while. And like, we're going to go out and he's genuine. She seems genuine. But there's not a lot of follow up in the you want to be friends situation. And I'm not saying like she's a fake punk, which I guess is what it sounds like. I'm saying like I didn't expect a follow up. But if I had one, I'd eat with her. I'd be friends. That
go.
Sounds good.
Sure.
She's have pretty. You,
have you ever had a friendship start like that where someone's like, we should be friends? And you're like, okay, sure. Ha ha ha. Lol. And then they actually are like texting you the next week being like, let's get food.
And see, I think that's me. And I'm the one like looking at people going, lol, sure. And I'm like, okay, I guess I made a friend today. I'm the idiot going like, so we're friends now, right? So yeah, that's me. It's more me trying to make friends going like, we're getting along. You want to have coffee? And then I hear people going like, I hope people cancel on me the day of. I hope this, that, and the next. I really don't hope that stuff.
No, so, I'm a total Hemda. I'm like, let's really hang out.
Yes.
And I will text you. And then I do. Like, and let's do it. And yes. Now we're friends. And then, you know, we have a standing Wednesday dinner all of a sudden. And that's literally how I made a friend whose bachelorette party weekend I went to this past weekend on the North Fork of Long Island.
Ooh.
Okay, New York's premier wine country.
New York's premier folk, the Norfolk.
North Fork?
North Fork.
We went to a vineyard, a rosé vineyard. Ooh. Okay, we had like the most Instagram time of our lives at golden hour at the vineyard. And yeah, she wore like a headband with a veil on it. And it was like, oh my God. And, you know, another me just like trying to get in the spirit of things, cosplaying as a real woman. And I think, you know, I did it. Mm-hmm. I did do it.
Mm-hmm, I get
it just
that.
Takes a little work. That's all. Just doesn't come naturally, but that's okay. Some people are born with talents and some people work their whole life just to get by, you know?
I think it's fun playing dress up here and again.
Me
I just,
too.
I stopped wearing makeup. Not that I was wearing a lot. I think I pretty much just used to wear lipstick, but now I don't think it does anything but make it look like I'm trying hard and missing. So I just go,
Yeah.
It's like wearing a tie. It's like, okay, do you guys get it?
Yeah. I have a tie. Yeah, have Are a you tie. Happy?
What would you think? I don't have a tie.
But we did eat at a restaurant this past weekend, and I turned to my left, and over at another table is none other than
Andrew
Martha
Dice Clay. What?
Motherfucking Stewart.
Martha Stewart?
Stop it.
No, I won't stop
did you
telling
ask her
the
for,
truth.
Did you ask her for stock tips?
No, I just, I actually walked by on my way to the bathroom and it was like a Greek kind of restaurant. And she got stuffed grape leaves and I was like, guys, she got the grape leaves. So we should definitely get them. Sure.
100%. Did you try them?
They were so good.
You can't just be Martha Stewart eating anywhere.
Right.
It was like the most low-key, like Greek diner type restaurant. Awesome. but clearly it's like the best Greek diner in the world because it's the one that Martha goes to.
I feel like as a waiter, I'd put the food in front of her and go, sorry.
Oh, I think I had a celebrity sighting also, but I forget her name, but she's very, very famous. So help me out here.
All right.
Here's what it is.
Hillary Clinton.
Martha Stewart.
Martha's Vineyard. No. There's this woman coming out of the supermarket, and I happen to glance that...
That narrows it down. Go ahead.
She looks so regular, but shiny. You know, and that's how you could spot celebrities in New York. Like, I don't know who a celebrity is, but a lot of them are like... Yeah, and she looks like she's hiding in her cap. Like, so, you know, like they wear the cap and she looks like she's like trying to blend. And I'm like, this is not a regular
Kate Beckinsale. It's Kate Beckinsale.
No.
Question. Mm-hmm. What neighborhood, what supermarket?
Upper East and one of those or like close to the Queensboro Bridge. So I guess that's a little more upper midtown, but one of those like
Christie's,
I think so. Like or the type
Cinderella. And
it's that she used to she went superstar. Who's that?
Molly Shannon.
It was that person.
Wow, that's a good one. Mm. And Keith, who did you see?
I was a waiter, and I saw Eva. Who's like her friend from SNL?
Sherry O'Terry?
No, the other one. Shit.
What was her? Was she was she something else like superstar?
She was in Sweaty Balls. You know, Sweaty Balls.
Oh, Anna Gasteyer?
Anna Gasteyer. She she was fairly newly pregnant, it seemed. Didn't have her size quite worked out. And I saw her entire butt and crack. And it was very exciting.
That is exciting.
It's like pink or red underwear. Yeah, it's very exciting.
That's a great story. Yeah. Okay, this episode.
Celebrity sightings like a book, but each one is like 3 sentences long, each person.
Hey, I was a waiter too. I have quite a few. Mm. Chris Hemsworth, you know, we got it. We had a classic, are they fries or chips? conundrum. And I was like, bro, it's America. They're chips. They've been potato chips the whole time. Like, I know. Right, Australia, and it's crisps. Okay, congrats. USA. Love it or leave it.
Right.
And then that's what I said to him. And I said, and don't you fucking come back here until you get it right.
Right.
Okay, brother.
And that he's encouraged him since. To Is be Thor. Yeah, this? He's pretty good. Okay. He's pretty popular anyway.
Yeah. Gosh, so many. So many. Anyway, this was one of Keith's classic bummer news story episodes that no one asked for. We all love. We love them. You know, they come every once in a while.
They have to, yeah.
Maybe like once a week or maybe once, twice a week.
I have a trigger now where somebody says like, oh, I have some fun news. I'm like, no. It triggers me so hard. It now happens naturally. Thank you, Keith.
Thank you.
Yeah, the teacher in Rochester story of handcuffing black students and making them pick seeds out of cotton. That was.
Yeah.
And I think Mary Jo specifically was like doing the vibe of like, why are you telling me this?
I'm not the teacher.
For every single one. She's like, wait, are you serious? But also, why?
I like that she thinks the end of the headline I was going to stop.
Yeah, no.
I like how you introduced her. It was like, oh, she's pretending like she's nice, but you put a movie in front and that's how she roasts everybody. Please welcome. It was something like that. And I'm like, that means like she can't fuck with us for fucking with things.
She shits on herself so that she can shit on other people's work, yeah.
That yes, thank you. Yes. See now, how it's not fun to get paraphrased, Keith?
There was some sort of a on mic check about the mic check.
Very meta, yeah.
Now this is a KATG classic. Were you mad during the mic check. Go. You're on the air. Go. Were you mad during the mic check? Go. That's you. And welcome today. We have star of Sage and Screed, Mary Jo Peel. Now, 5 minutes ago, Mary, were you mad at us? Or are we cool?
We gotta acknowledge it. Yeah.
Well, because some people, like, as soon as you go, let me check your volume, they're like, fuck, I'm so fucked. And so, like, really 20 seconds in, and they're like, I'm taking too long. You could see their panic. This is all me. I'm delaying the show. We're supposed to be like all this shit. So we just wanted to see, hey, is that coming from you, from us? What happens during the mic check? Because we also, in the middle of the mic check, said, like, you're doing great. This is totally what we do with everybody. It's going to take a couple of minutes, and this is what we set a time for. So really, no worries if you were worried.
Yeah, but then Keith's also like, okay, welcome, everyone. Welcome to...
It didn't seem solved at the time. And Mary Jo needed Peel, to be solved.
And then... Mary Jo, let me ask you, number one, were you mad 5 minutes ago? And part B to my question, was it Xerxes' fault? Was it him?
It'd be funny if she said, yeah, right?
It wasn't me, was it? It was him, right? It was Xerxes.
Gotta make sure.
Don't be mad at me.
Thank you. And then we got along.
And then you got along. Dennis Rodman, I heard... an update. This has been only through the grapevine. So I heard from you guys that he was going to go get Brittany Griner out. Yep. That woman or whatever, that girl. And then last night I heard from someone else that he decided not to go. Is that true?
I haven't left.
She's
going to
be saved. I don't get it. He's just going to let go?
Sometimes you don't check your schedule and it's like, shit.
Detached with love, busy. I guess.
Yeah,
detached with love, for sure. And then you also talked about how the Janet Jackson song Rhythm Nation broke a bunch of computers, which I found to be very fascinating. And I immediately went, I stopped the episode so I could listen to the song. As if, like, me listening to it, I would be like, yeah, I can see how that would break computers.
Did you listen away from your computer?
No, I listened in the streets walking around.
Okay.
So
on
I
a
was
computer
on a phone computer.
Phone computer.
But yeah, I'm like, wait, why am I listening to this? Like, to be like, yeah, sounds like a right computer there. Would break. That would do it.
You can't do that, yeah.
That's maybe that. It was that. Maybe it was that. Oh, no, that's not Rhythm Nation, though, right? No. It was Rhythm Nation, right?
You know what? I don't even like you singing that.
Everybody, it's Y2K all over again. And the poll this week was about... a point of contention here in the show that you all debated with a spirited conversation.
Is Mariah Carey the queen of Christmas? She went to get it trademarked, so she believes in it. What do we think here in the room? Hemda, is she the queen of Christmas?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, and Bianca, you're the judge. Is she the queen of Christmas?
Yes and no are the same answer in this.
No. We didn't give a yes and no answer. I voted yes.
Your choices are of course or no?
Of course.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. But I'm with Hemda where it's more of like a yeah, sure.
Okay.
What is
it's like, what is trademark? What is a queen? What is Christmas? This is what I'm saying. Right. I'm breaking it down to its barest essentials. It's like if I say I own a fake title about a fake thing about a fake thing, does that make it true? It's like, well, I guess it's true for you, right?
Yeah, I'm queen of unicorns. Fight me.
Same. I mean,
what? Co-queen. Well, look at that. Now, Bianca's the queen of...
No, queen, Keith, is why you're not a queen of the unicorn, because as queens of unicorns, we know we get along.
Oh, anybody can do that?
Now we can tell you're not one, so not anybody can do that. You just outed yourself.
Shit.
Collaborative. We must move on.
Yep.
See, this is how it's made up.
Oh, by the way, the poll on the forums...
Listen, I asked you what it was. I didn't ask you what the results were.
You're right. You're right.
All right. What were the results?
Shit. Hold on.
On Reddit, she is the queen. The answer is, of course.
On the forums, one vote. One vote says she is not the queen. Mm. One vote more than the of courses. So really depends on what part of the internet you're on, I guess. The judge will have to explain to her.
Well, I have my pictures from Atlantic City on Reddit. So if you want to answer that poll, there's a positive there.
All right. Mm.
Those pictures are really
gross.
Awesome. I love to look at them. KATG.
Yes.
3576. Shit fuck with Benny Feldman.
Yes.
Wow. Fascinating. Great new guest. Great conversation. I'm a fan.
I'm glad, personally. Shit, fuck, you like him. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I saw different responses on the forums.
Same.
Keith found this person and actually found him like 2 years ago. He's had a regular job, so we had to wait until we had a 5:30 spot and then got booked for that. Then he gets on mic check and he's like, in 2 weeks, I'm going to quit my job. And I'm like, then why the fuck did I try so hard? Right. Just kidding.
A good guess, this person wrote. I had to listen in parts because I have also thought loops. They come from, this is Appia, they come from OCD thoughts, and I knew I would start to wonder if I had what he has. Can you pick it up? Like, if you have a little bit of it and you hear a stutter and then you start doing their twitches.
I mean, people pick up other people's accents like weirdos, so.
Astoria girl writes, hated this guest.
Hated.
Now I recognize the story of girl's name. She complained to Maricela before and said, I can't listen to Keith and the girl anymore because Keith said a miscarriage isn't a big deal. I said that my dad wanted to mention the miscarriage in his obituary. And I'm like, everybody had miscarriages. Okay, you know, what are you doing? Acting like this is a regular person. And then she said, I'm pregnant. And if I lost the baby, you said, why is it a big deal? Like, why the fuck would I ever say that? If you said, why is it a big deal? I'd be upset, so I can't listen anymore. But she's listening again, it seems, and has to say, I hate this guest. I thought that was interesting. Hated this guest. He wasn't funny. On top of his Tourette's, he sounds like a huge asshole with no regard for how his actions impact others. It sounds like he could get treatment. He just likes randomly... How can he get treatment? He just likes randomly screaming words, sometimes including the N-word, at people and making them uncomfortable.
Can I say, I understand some of what Astoria girl is saying. He did seem prickly. And he did seem like, you know, other than Tourette's, we don't really know his opinion on much. And yes, he's being very casual about the things that he's yelling, but I don't think he's a jerk for being okay with the fact that this is what's happening with him and the fact that he can only control it but so much. And he does do that. He takes the time to, you know, not interrupt a movie, but it exhausts him. And like he's doing all the things to fit in society without making a literal ruckus, you know? I think that's fine, but it's not like I'm deciding that he's a prince. I thought he was a good guest. I thought he answered everything. You know, maybe she's picking up on something else, but I don't think he's an asshole because...
Let me ask you. Mm-hmm. Was he an asshole?
With all the cursing. But otherwise, no.
Yeah, I was surprised to hear that, to read that comment as well. I didn't get the sense at all that he was prickly or rude or anything. I just felt he was like, you know, okay, I'll explain my Tourette's, but like it's on my terms and I'm open about it, but you know, I say what I want to say about it and I if you say something wrong, I'll disagree openly, you know, like I'm and just being taking the position of like, yeah, I'm glad I have it. I like it. It's a part of my life.
We didn't believe that. Yeah, I certainly didn't believe that. So I just ignore that. And I'm fine with them.
You didn't believe that?
No, it's like people that say, you know, they have something horrible in their life. You know, it could be rape. I'm thinking of more than one person that said everything led to here. And I'm grateful for everything. I'm like, you could have done without the rape, probably. I think he would be happier without Tourette's. But if he says, yeah, what am I going to do? Convince him he's not happy? He'll only curse more. Fuck. 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 No, I don't know how you could be happy having it. Why would you be glad you have it?
I mean, I can think of a world where you come to accept it and it folds into your perception of yourself in a positive way. Okay. I can imagine that.
Okay.
The way I see it is everybody has whatever struggle theirs is. And if you could manage it, then you don't have to be sad about it all the time like people expect you to.
Right, exactly.
I think what Keith is saying is managing it and making the best of it is one thing, and saying like you've learned and grown is different to him than saying I'm actually glad I got it. Like,
yes.
But I think anyone who goes through trauma and comes out, not that I'm saying this Tourette's, but I'm saying from my own, like you go through trauma, if you come out on the other end, you are better. You feel something about it. There's a light that maybe wouldn't come and that comes from that trauma. And so you end up being grateful for it in a way, but it looks and sounds a little crazy.
Okay.
Does that make sense? That's what I think the key is saying.
Makes
like,
sense.
How could you be happy about it?
I feel we're stuck in one of those things where Keith says something and then Hamda says, this is what Keith meant. And it's actually like a much nicer version of what Keith said.
Because that's what I'm picking up. Explain
I'm like,
it to me.
Okay, if that's what Keith said, then I guess that's what Keith meant.
I'm trying not to say that.
No, I just think like it's interesting to me because it's a little bit to me of like an ableist perspective to say, well, of course, baseline, you wish you didn't have that problem. Like, just simply because the world is not set up for you to succeed with that problem, you must be upset that you have it. And to
yes,
me,
I think that's what he's saying. Yes.
So I understand that perspective, but I do think it's worth looking deeper into that and saying like, well, how does my worldview inform that? It's because the world's not set up for someone like that to succeed. And that's not the person with Tourette's fault. That's maybe the world's fault.
Does he ever tell his parents how lucky he is to have Tourette's? Like, do you think it's something you guys did? Because I'm so lucky.
I mean, it seems like it's part of his art and it informs his work and it informs his self-expression. And his stand-up would be, he was very clear to say, you know, I try to write jokes that are actual jokes that are funny, but the tics and the outbursts are definitely a part of his performance. And I think that it's a part of his performance that definitely set him apart to you. And I'm not sure he would have been on Keith and the Girl if not for the Tourette's.
Those would have been weak one-liners, yeah.
Exactly. So
I like it. If he likes it, he likes it. I like it. Everybody wins. Good. It's just interesting to me that I don't believe it.
Yeah, it's interesting to me too.
Yeah.
I don't think you're bad. I just think it's interesting.
Are you mad at me?
Yes, I'm furious. No, I'm not. I just think like, I don't know. I had an experience recently where like I saw someone in a motorized wheelchair who, you know, was tooling around and said something like, oh God, that's so sad. That's terrible. And somebody was like, now, why do you automatically assume that person's sad? Like that's your ableism. And so it got me thinking because I was someone who for a long time had this point of view of like, oh no, something's wrong with you. And then I became sick, not talking about me, but I became sick. And then so much of how people interacted with me was about me having cancer and like me being treated for cancer and me surviving cancer and recovery. And it can be a little bit, I don't know, annoying or, you know, just one noted. And just like, you don't need to like make those doe eyes at me when you look at me, like I'm okay. I, you know, like, yeah, of course I wish I didn't have cancer, but you don't have to feel any kind of way about it. Like you can just take it, live your own life and accept that my perception of my reality is what's true for me.
Am I ableing if I say, like, wouldn't ableing be...
Ableist. Enabling might be what you're thinking of.
Wouldn't ableisting be if I said, like, oh, you know, you're doing your stand-up and that's it and there's no big deal. But I'm saying, no, this is a big deal and it's fucking wild.
No, I think it wouldn't be ableist for you to say you're doing your stand-up and it's no big deal. I think it would be fine to say that. I think it would be
fine
to say...
That would be ableist, right? But I'm not... And no. I'm not saying that, for the record.
I don't think it would be ableist.
No, isn't ableist like when you're saying something... It's when you think you're doing something for them by saying, you don't seem fucked up. I'm saying you're definitely fucked up. This is exciting.
Oh, to be like, oh, what are you talking about, Tourette's?
Yeah.
That's not... Who... I didn't even notice. Yeah, that would be, I think, patronizing and condescending and maybe a little bit ableist, I guess, which is sort of like belie something sort of weird about you that you can't sort of understand what reality is. But being like, I don't even know.
I don't label anybody.
I don't think, it didn't seem like Benny Feldman was any kind of way about it. But just if I wouldn't perceive it as ableist if you were like, wow, like your Tourette's is part of your stand-up, it really informs your performance, like how does that relationship work for you, like how do you perceive its influence in your work, you know? I think that's a little different than being like, are you upset that you're so fucked up? Because also you did call it a disease. You have this disease.
I'm glad we were on Zoom. Who knows? Appia might pick it up. You know, she was nervous. Who knows? We haven't figured this out yet.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because it's a syndrome, you mean, not a disease?
Well, yeah, it's not a disease. It's, I mean, not that it's bad to have a disease, but I don't think it's a disease.
This is such a big conversation, I really think, and I can't say that I fully get 100% of it, which is why I'm hesitant to get into it, because I see what you said about cancer being a little bit different than this.
Totally. Totally different.
But like, it's even a different attitude or speaks to a different attitude than what, but I also think that, when somebody says something like, oh, fuck, that sucks about a person, let's say, in the motorized chair that you saw, they're picturing that they, if that happened to them, they would think that sucks. And that's, I think, all they're saying. And they don't, because if they were to break their leg, let's say, and have to sit down for a while or go on crutches, it would suck. If they had to permanently do that, it would suck. Is it the end of the world? Is it the worst thing that could happen? Is it now you don't have to listen to me because all I am is a one-legged person? No, but, and you could be grateful for, okay, I'm glad that I just lost my leg and not my life, or, you know, I'm not in crippling pain all the time. But that's a different thing than actually feeling like I like this. It is.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's different.
I know. Yeah, I can definitely agree with that for sure. And I think seeing someone in a motorized wheelchair and thinking, wow, I'm so grateful that I have the ability to walk, like that's perfectly normal and fine and good. But see, I think my point is like seeing someone in a motorized wheelchair and being like, I feel so bad for them. That's the difference. Mm-hmm. Because that, I think, is more of a condescending attitude, separating yourself from the person who's differently abled to the point where you're like, the world is not, I'm not like you. Like, I have to feel bad for you because we don't have it. You know, I don't know. It just, to me, there's a little bit of nuance there, I think.
There's a lot of nuance, but there's also nuance, if we're going to talk about nuance coming from the person who actually says it. When they're speaking from their perspective, they would suck had they lost their legs. They might actually lose their life while still living because they would take on that attitude of my life is over and this does suck. And they wouldn't be able to find the gratitude in my other limbs are working. My head is still working. I have a beautiful person that likes me or whatever it is. Or, you know, like, I think it's coming from that person. That is that person's perspective. So if we're going to find nuance in it, let's find nuance in what that person is saying also, because they could be coming from, they had to take care of someone without legs their whole life, or they just got out of a cast or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, if we're going to if and then and whatever,
of course,
then let's just say that person said what they said, this person feels what they feel, and we're not doing anything to that person. We're just doing shit.
Yeah, I think I know what you're saying. If you lose your legs and you feel like you can't go on, that's a totally legitimate point of view.
That happens. They warned you, right? They warned me, like, people don't come back for their annual tests. They keep getting surprised that I am coming back. You know, it's a very difficult thing. You have to have, like, such a good attitude. And for people to expect a good attitude, you know, that's hard, too. That's
I agree.
Difficult. Yeah.
I think I'm in total agreement with you on that.
Cool. Keith can come back now. Keith?
Me, too, probably. I probably agree. I mean, you couldn't have been saying something so mean.
I mean,
right?
If I was listening, I'd probably agree with you both because you're sure. Smart broads.
Sounds good to me.
Anyways,
we got sounds good. We can move on.
Sounds good. You went to Atlantic City.
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, me. Like, yeah, Keith, you did? No, I did. And it was a lot of fun. Very exhausting.
There were
too.
A lot of people there for whom you said, oh, look at that guy. Poor son of a bitch. Poor bastard.
Yeah. And I don't think I'm making it up. People were fighting with their families. People were upset while on a ride. You know what I mean? Like, there was no we. There was no I won. It was a very, very sad. And so interesting that the next day I went to the local bodega and I walk in and I forget what I was buying. He's like, how come you're smiling? Everyone's so sad. I'm like... and I just start giggling because that's such a weird thing to say. And I know this guy, he knows me, whatever. Oh. And I'm just giggling and he goes, even now you're just laughing. What are you like, what is going on? Why are you so happy? And I go, well, right now I'm laughing at what you're saying. So right now, I guess it's you that's making me happy. That's my secret. I said, right now you're my secret. And he's like, oh. And we ethnic'd out together. It was great.
That's great. Keith.
Yes.
You've been going to Atlantic City.
I have been there, yes.
Quite a bit, you know, to see Kyle's shows as well.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a mess. It's a fucking disaster, yeah.
Yeah.
It always looks like it's recovering from something.
Yeah. I thought it was an extremely evocative image, the idea of someone doing a slow dance with a strip of caution tape. Mm-hmm. On the beach.
And that was the mayor. That was the mayor of Atlantic City.
It could be. Yeah. I wanted to take, well, first of all, I was about to go in the water, so I didn't have a phone or anything. But I thought, even if I did, maybe just let this person be dancing with caution tape. I don't know what.
Maybe you could have discovered her.
Yeah. Wow. Was it? Yeah. Dancing with caution tape.
Maybe she's the queen of the boardwalk and probably unicorns too. Probably.
And then the poll here was something about, like, do you assume that you have to fight?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You're saying it in a mocking tone. Do you constantly wonder if you have to fight a stranger? And on our forums, 26, 27% of people are saying yes. It's even more than that on Reddit. You constantly wonder if you have to fight a stranger, and I do. I really, really do. It must be nice for you guys that don't, and you're welcome.
You can't decide what's nice for us, can you? I think we just discussed it.
If somebody attacks you and I attack them back, I didn't mean to enable you.
I wanted it. I wanted all of the experience.
It changes who you are, yeah.
Am I ableing you?
Mm-hmm. What? Yeah. I don't want to able people.
I don't know. Don't able me, bro.
It doesn't sound good. Sounds like people
I don't want to get abled.
Yeah.
I don't feel...
Don't race me. I don't want you to race me either. I feel like I've been raced.
Don't race me, bro.
Yeah.
I'm white. No. I'm the regular kind of person. White.
This sounds like a trick, whatever's happening.
That was a joke. I don't fear having to fight a stranger.
Must be nice. Must be nice.
But I do fear strangers. Like, I don't fear that I'm going to instigate anything.
Well, but I don't think I'm going to instigate anything. I'm running around this pinball fucking machine, and of course, things are going to happen.
Yeah, I guess I'd never had the experience of people perceiving me as a threat, which I can't imagine going through life that way. That would be wacky.
I'm glad. It makes me stronger.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think. I mean,
thank you, God, for letting me be scared for a split second every single day.
Do you want to be? I mean, I think you'd be scared if you were me just for a different reason.
Sure. Sure. But you're not nervous. I am. That's interesting.
Okay.
Well, yeah, maybe you have mental stuff, Keith.
Maybe I have mental stuff.
You haven't been in a fight for years.
Yeah, but you guys still got to be prepared.
Why? Where is this fear coming from?
The world's fucking nuts. Where's this fear coming from? Wait, I can't wait till Hemda goes to the store next. Look around. Jesus.
I'm joking with you. I saw a fight yesterday. It was fucking WrestleMania type shit.
Where? Was it Molly Shannon coming out of the Cinderella?
It was in Times Square, of course. More on that on Wednesdays.
Okay. Sneak preview alert. All right, moving on. We must move briskly ahead. Enough of this serious talking bullshit about.
I don't even know what we learned.
When everyone's a little on edge and Keith is like, I didn't mean to. And him is like, you didn't mean to. I didn't mean to. And I'm like, I didn't mean to. I don't even want to be talking about it. Ah! Xerxes, is it your fault? Yes. Hemda opens a box, and this was a video, and I thought of a title for the video.
Yay.
Accept all cookies.
That's so funny.
Thank you.
Oh, I love that so hard. Oh, what's my high today? That's so funny. I love it.
So I made an itemized list of what you got.
This is on our YouTube, in case people don't know. Yes.
Bomba nougat chocolate cookie.
Yeah.
Homemade cookies, nuts stuck together. Toblerone.
They love nuts sticking together.
They do.
They love it.
And those people.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, they all love it. They're like, I have nuts. And they're like, can you glue them together? And I'm like, no, they're just nuts.
We must use honey to do it.
Yes.
Yeah. Toblerone, aka airport chocolate of the 80s.
Screw. Mm-hmm. Remember on Friends, Joey was like, hey, get me a Toblerone. Because you know, you got to get like, holy shit, you're going through an airport. Let me catch you. And by the way, I was wrong. I said it has nuts in it. I don't think those are nuts.
Toblerone has nuts.
Mm-mm.
No?
It has like shards. They're very sharp.
I don't think they're nuts, though.
They hurt the inside
though.
Of your mouth.
But they're sort of chewy, though.
Yeah, so. But they're like, yes. You know?
Yeah, there's almonds in it.
Oh, is it? Oh, good. I didn't lie. Okay, great.
Oh, my God. We would have had to take the whole video down. Bags with no Ziploc feature. Dark chocolate bites. Fancy looking packaging. Bomba Boomba.
Hold on. You got Bomba Boomba? What?
What? What's so funny? This is what you had in your box. I don't know why you're laughing so much. It was fancy looking packaging, but the Ziploc, the bag has no Ziploc feature. This is what you did last week on your show. You know why we're here, right?
Okay.
Okay.
But...
Okay. Yeah, it was dark chocolate bites.
You gonna call her and thank her? Your mom?
Bomba, no. Bomba Boomba. And the company is awesome. And it's a bigger Bomba. So a bigger Bomba is a Boomba.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Write that down.
Gotcha. Bomba.
Boomba. Okay.
Okay.
Wine cookies. They're kosher for Passover.
Good.
Chocolate coated looking dog biscuit. Good for dipping in coffee.
Okay. Say all of it.
Can you confirm? True or false?
Is it indeed good for dipping in coffee?
Are they good for dipping in coffee? True
I
or
haven't
false?
Confirmed that yet because my cookie intake is not very large right now. So it's, you know, that's a treat. Oh, my
what
God.
What was the
I
card?
Forgot.
Was there a card? I didn't get to see it yet.
No, no card.
No card?
No.
There's candy.
Just,
miss
just
me?
Just Bianca. Bianca, that was my card. Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm not done. There's...
I thought you missed that. I was like, I was going to let it go.
Elite chocolate. And that means maybe like good for coffee break. Like that's the name of the thing. And you visited the factory to get a cookie when you were little. And it's white cookie with white chocolate coating. And you don't think white chocolate is really chocolate. But it seems like something that people think is fancy.
It's true. You really get me. Can we be friends? I'm scared.
No.
I figured.
The Passover square. It's special. The afikoman is hidden. The matzah. And it's special kind that's even more sad for Passover. wet matzah is a recipe that you gave us on the video where to spice matzah up during Passover, sprinkle a little water on it, and that makes it wet matzah. Set it, forget it. You have wet matzah.
What's
throw
the
some cheese on, matzah pizza.
Oh, many things you can do. What's the beauty of making it wet?
It just makes it more exciting, according to this video.
Okay.
It's just not as dry. It's so sad. The cookie's so sad.
Put water on it.
Yeah, I mean, I know matzah's supposed to be sad because we're remembering when we were slaves in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
But holy shit, we have to remember so much sadness as Jews.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. One sweater. Black.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Button down cardigan.
Yes.
But maybe it does get linty a little too fast.
That's right. And that gets thrown right the fuck out if it happens.
And finally, no note. Mom?
Yeah, wow.
Tighten up, Mom. What are you doing? Hemda's mom. This is a message to Hemda's mom. Stop being so weird. But thank you for all the cookies.
Just the same.
As well. We accept all cookies.
Oh, my goodness.
I have a rash in my armpits, guys.
Oh, that sucks.
I'm not afraid to tell you.
In both.
Oh, they're so itchy.
I like when it's even. You know, I get nervous when things aren't even. I'm like, oh, okay. This bone should be here, too. Okay.
So that was the content that we loved.
I'm excited.
Hemmed his box. And last week, episode 204 with Rods and Karens, mm-hmm. sort of like Rods and Cones, what makes your eyes work, Rods and Karens.
Nice.
Okay. Well, science.
Okay, 2-hour show, cats versus dogs. Did you figure it out, guys?
What was it? I forget what it was.
Yeah, we lost all our cat listeners. We figured it out.
Oh, yeah, cats are the worst, yeah.
There's a video game about cats, Rod?
Right, I guess so. I guess you walk around and you just give people the middle finger.
There's everything about cats. There's a new Netflix something. You remember the original Netflix, Don't Fuck With Cats? Now there's one about what's the inside of a brain of a cat. Like, what are they thinking when they do this stuff? It's only showing me?
They don't know what to, how the fuck are people acting like they know what cats are thinking?
Well, you got to see the document. Okay.
Hey, what do you think it could be? It's fuck you. That's what it is.
Give me some food. I got to go to the bathroom. I think I'll sit here. Yeah. End of documentary.
I want to go inside. I want to go outside. Inside, outside, inside, outside. I'm an asshole.
Hey, this smells good. Yeah. I mean, I like cats.
Liz Mealy is the biggest cat lover we all know. Her book's called Why Cats Are Assholes. Interesting. See? Interesting.
Interesting. I'm just saying.
You don't just do it to be provocative, but there's no truth. Saying. I'm just saying. Just saying.
But I'm not saying, but I'm just saying. It's interesting.
Allow me to put this right here. I'll just leave that there.
Rod talked about his private nickname for Xerxes. Zerk Diggity Dog, which I didn't know that Xerxes doesn't like nicknames, but now that we know that, we all have to share what our private nicknames are for him. And mine is, when I see the email in my inbox, I go, the X-Man, which I'm sure he gets kind of a lot, but in my head, I go, another one from the X-Man.
Every time I see him, I go, do-do-do-do-do. He's like, stop it.
What's mine? Mine is...
Honey.
Doopy-doopy-doopy. Doopy-doopy-doopy.
You know what? I don't even have a fake one. Huh. I'll come back.
You could use mine if you want. The X-Man. Let's fucking go.
X gonna give it to you.
Oh, no. No. Cancel it. Shut it down.
See why he doesn't like it?
Shut it down. And Rod and Karen went to a steakhouse and being canceled with Danny Vega, hidden fees at the DMV, paying your parents back. And, what drug is your personality now? I was listening to that, very interested. Hemda says her personality is weed.
I took it back, by the way. If we all, like, because I remember this. I took all of it back because I'm like, maybe cocaine people, that's their energy. But then as I'm talking about it, I'm like, no, I'm wrong. And I wondered how many people didn't hear that I said, no, I'm wrong. And it like sat with me afterwards that I'm like, I hope they heard that I was wrong. Because I don't know that.
I like to play games like that. Like, okay. On this Bachelorette weekend, we played this game that I love. What kind of hat are you? If you were a hat, what kind of hat are you? And so if you were a drug, what drug are you? And you can assign it to your friends. It's like a great way to get to know a group. Now, for me, the hat I am, apparently, a life is good visor. I get it. I get it.
Didn't even think of that.
I can see it.
What am I? I can't even think of enough hats that would. I'm not a baseball cap, but
no,
you don't even
not.
Know a lot of hats. What's a hat that's like a mullet? This way, it's not in my face.
I know exactly what hat you are.
Oh,
a bike helmet.
Fair enough.
A safety hat.
That's
fair. A safety hat.
Yeah. Does that make Newsy like a construction hat or something?
Yeah, I can see that for him, but I don't think he's allowed to just like be his fantasy hat.
Okay. Yeah. Well, helmet is my fantasy, so I guess I went, no. what's Keith then? I got to be a helmet? I'm like the dud hat.
Ironically, I can't wear hats. They all look funny. I don't know.
What's Keith's hat? What's Keith's hat? Let me think.
I always thought a cowboy hat looked cool.
Not what looks cool. What kind of hat are you?
No, I follow. Oh. Thank you.
What's one that gets like a lot of shade, but no, also keeps
here's
cool?
Here's what kind of hat Keith is.
A straw hat.
No.
Oh.
Listen to me.
Sorry.
The kind you get at a gas station. It's like a camo print hat with like a flap in the back to cover the neck from sun. And then there's a big brim, but the brim snaps up on the side. So it's like can have that cowboy hat shape, but it can also come down and just be a very practical sun hat.
I see that.
You know what? It never occurred to me that the flat in the back is to hide your neck from the sun.
You thought it was fashion.
I guess I never really thought about it, but I don't wear hats. I never thought of a hat to block sun. I never thought of a hat to block the wind, the rain. I don't wear hats. I just get the weather right on me.
All right. Well, I think if I was a drug, I would be ketamine. Ooh,
ketamine. What were you going to say?
No, tell me. Assign me one.
Adderall.
Is that? That's okay. Interesting.
Right? Huh. You're very focused, but you can party. But like you're an organized party. You're like a party that makes sense. And then you go home.
Yeah.
Party.
Wow.
Focus. It's all there.
So true. A party that makes sense and then you go home. That's me. I love it.
Right? Like you're happy to be there. You're focused. Everyone's like, there's a chatting room probably. Everything makes sense. People are having a lovely time. And go home.
Wow. Okay. Everybody in the comments, please write what hat you are and what drug you are.
I love this. Thank you. Yes.
Please do it. It would make me so happy.
And what is the name of the street you grew up on? And what's your social security? No.
Your first pet and your porn star name. Okay. Chew and A, just quickly, I wanted to mention Backshots. With special guest Isaac. And Isaac, it's okay that you didn't want to come on here with me. I totally get it. And I'm not jealous at all. And it's understandable. I get it. Because Newsy has all the fun stories and he's a cool guy and he has all the sex. But
it's just Isaac could have found out what kind of hat he is. And now he'll never know.
And what kind of hat is he? Yeah. And why don't you riddle me that, Isaac? In any event,
choices.
I wanted to say I finally related to Newsy so deeply when he was talking about how his goal in a sexual exchange is to be the most special person alive, like the only person that person can have. The person that person needs, and the idea of a threesome being like totally preposterous because it's like, well, no, it's about me. Like it's about how much you like me. And that is me too. Samesies, hashtag me too. And I am.
I think that was taken.
And I am with you, Newsy, the newsman, Chew. This is my struggle. So if he is on the right track to figuring out how to get that itch scratched, that's what I need in my life. I need to be validated. I need to be special. I need to be the most amazing special girl/woman.
I think that's fair. I think most people think that they don't think like that and invite another person because it's just kinky, not what they want. It's just more sex. It's next level sex, but not necessarily. It could be a level down. It's actually less sex for you because there's not enough. You know, I think people miscalculate that. I'm not saying it's not fun. I'm just saying, like, I think more people feel that way.
Yeah. That's why I said my ideal relationship right now would be like 3 compliments a week, you know? Like, that's what I need, that validation. So anyway, me and
neither
Lucy,
here nor there. You look lovely.
Oh, Camda.
Have me you been in some sun? Have you been working out?
Yeah, you know it. You know me. Hitting the gym.
I'm seeing it.
And hitting the beach and itching my armpits.
The sex trifecta.
But unlike Newsy, I don't have homemade porn of myself to pleasure myself to. Which is a shame because files. I think I would like that, honestly, if I had that.
Now we know. Next time.
Your phone has a camera.
Yeah, there's no one here. There's just me.
I mean, have you turned on Sniffies? Because
are you into Sniffies?
I think that's another difference between you and Newsy. So
I also like the idea of just doing Sniffies just as a casual observer. And then
I just check in.
Yeah.
Go to the bar, look around, order a soda.
Traps. Yeah, check my traps. Catch and release. So that was the week. I mean, I guess I have time for one or two questions.
Thank you.
Are you watching Alone?
On Netflix?
HBO.
Is that the one where they go to, it's a reality show and they go to the woods?
Yep. They drop them in the middle of nowhere and
watch
them starve to death.
I watched it with my mom. I didn't watch every episode, but I watched a lot of it. With
the new season?
In the Alaskan lake season.
Yeah. With the bears that hunt for humans?
Biko.
Yes.
Fucking Chris.
The rest of them. Yes.
Cooper, whatever their names are. Trying to make a gill net, trying to make a fish trap.
Yes.
Failing. Oh, I guess I'll have some rose hip tea. I'm so hungry.
It's true.
And they only get $500,000 if they win.
I know.
And the second runner-up, the second place finisher doesn't get anything.
Nothing. It's
Did you
so
finish
crazy.
The season?
And not this latest one, but we just hit the third episode, and I just want to give a trigger warning. I have never been so heartbroken by a scene with animals. I'm giving a trigger warning for season 9, episode 3. I started crying.
Holy shit.
No, I was on edibles. But I started... I love crying on edibles. But I started crying. Did you see episode 3?
I don't remember.
This is a call to everyone. I need to know if anyone saw season 9, episode 3, the squirrel moment. Everybody needed a minute. You had to have needed a minute. I don't know. Heartbreak. I can't. I've never felt that way. It was amazing. Anyway, I needed to put that out there. So I was really just using you, but I'm glad you're watching it. And I wish I could I don't know. It's so much.
Yeah, I missed a lot of the early episodes. My mom watched those. And then when I was with her, she was like, I'm watching this crazy show. They put them in the middle of nowhere. Shelter. They got nothing to eat. Oh, that's disgusting. Look
it's
at
so
that.
It's so disgusting.
And then at one point she goes, oh, Jesus Christ, wash your face every once in a while.
They're so gross. They must smell so fucking bad.
Oh,
they're
no.
so disgusting. What?
I just read about the squirrel.
Okay.
So
Don't say. Okay. But what did it do when you read it, when you just read it?
It's sad.
It hit, right?
It was sad.
Oh, if you watch it, it was like a cartoon was happening. I'm like, oh my God, no, this is real. This is the realest shit. Ah! Even the person who was in their campsite, they had to like have a moment and go, yep, that was real.
He puts the squirrel in a tube up his ass.
No, but.
And it was the squirrels on Sniffies?
Yes, that's how they met.
I mean, I saw a lot of animal stuff coming up, so just, you know, get your affairs in order, Hemda, if you're going to be emotional about this
I
show.
Totally get it. I totally get every episode you see an animal die of an arrow or, like, just a trap. Yes. And it's all disgusting, and I turn away, and then they gut it, and, like, yes, you have to be ready for that. But this was different. this was more emotional. You saw a squirrel get emotional. It was fucking bananas.
It talks. They make a lot of shit up in this show. It's real for the most part, but the squirrel's the water's on more north. And it's like, squirrel?
I could still see it in my head. I could still see it.
I gotta ask my mom about this squirrel episode I missed. I'm sure she'll tell me.
Okay, it's the emotional squirrel episode, because there's a lot of squirrels.
I'm gonna ask her. Yeah. I'll report back. I'll let everyone know what she says. Mm-hmm. Okay. And yeah, so I guess that was the week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was the week. I made it to Fire Island by myself, by the way, and came back by myself.
Did you almost drown or not? I didn't hear that on the...
Actually, yeah. It got not... Well, no. The answer is no. If the choices are, of course, a no. Okay. The undertow pulled me at some point, and I did get nervous. Big wave was coming in, so I'm like, all right, I'll ride this wave. So I'll jump up so the wave gets me closer to the shore. And that really knocked me ass over head, but it was okay.
That's so scary. Did you inhale some water?
No.
Did you get turned around? Yeah, like you really got taken in?
Yeah, I think my head hit the ground. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I have so many memories of that happening in the ocean. Yeah. Just getting slammed in because you don't miss time. You're trying to get out and you get slammed by the wave and then you get a bunch of sand in your shorts. And it's terrible.
It's so fun though to swim with the wave or to like just let it glide you. It's like you're flying, but it's very dangerous because you got to keep your hand ready to hit the sand because it will take you to the end.
I know.
Are you boogie boarding or body surfing?
Both, but body surfing. Okay.
Body mostly. Surfing by accident when you lose the boogie board?
No, deliberately. No, there's a strap for little babies.
Good on you. Keith's not scared of shit. Why are you scared you're going to get into a fight? The ocean could take you out in any second. You keep fighting it. It's amazing.
I'm scared of the ocean. It needs tackled.
I just need to know that you're scared of the ocean. Yes. And then this makes sense.
I'm scared always. Don't you
the
worry.
The wave puncher.
Yeah, I did. I gave a big uppercut. Kids started getting into it.
Nice. Yeah. That's fun.
They did more stomping on the ocean, but it all helps.
Were you wave punching with children?
Yeah,
that's of course, so cute. Sure. Nobody took pictures?
It's private.
That's true. Yeah. And everyone's in their underwear. Like, oh my God, when we go to the beach, Xerxes is like, he takes off his clothes. He's like, this is totally normal. This is normal. Yeah, sure. Take off. It's totally normal. Right. And then when we leave, he's like, well, this is going to be just, I better not be nasty and put on my clothes. We're about to be in public. And he's like wide open. He's like, oh my God, I was almost disgusting.
Last night I took the garbage out, but in my underwear, I'm like, I feel like I'm still at the beach. This is awesome. Anybody can look on the street.
And I was actually gardened in his underwear the other day. I'm like, yes, we're home. I love it. I love it.
Wow. Gardening in your underwear.
He was wearing
I don't like when people do their bathing suits just in the park. Like when people go to the park and sun themselves in their bathing suits.
Right. Oh, really? That bothers you?
I'm like, do you see any water around here? Young lady. Excuse
and they're
me.
Like, no, but do you see my tan lines? They're perfect.
Miss, do you see the ocean anywhere? No? Cover up, you whore. I mean, sex worker. But yeah, I'm just sitting here watching the wheels go round and round. I really love to watch the road. Bung, 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 bung. No longer riding on the merry-go-round. I just have to let it go. Keith and the girl, let go.